I'm Danielle McCartan back at Bowmore Lanes with Mohamed Sanu for the second year in a row for the McCourty Twins. I think it's Rally at the Alley.
Yep.
I can never remember the name of it. 2.0, I guess it is this year. But for you to keep coming back as an NFL wide receiver, for you to keep coming back to home base, Rutgers, mm-hmm. McCourty's, what does that mean for you?
I mean, it's cool. You know, we decided to all come together and do a big event. And, you know, those are my brothers. You know, I love those guys till the end of time. They're special to me. And, you know, they were a major part of, you know, my career as starting off from college and throughout the NFL. So they're just phenomenal people, and you see what they do for the community.
Yeah. Now, 7-9 last year, a little bit of a disappointing season with the Falcons. What happened?
I mean, we had a rough patch of injuries. Couldn't really find a rhythm, and, you know, it was football. You know, lost a lot of close games, and we'll be fine.
Now, you had the 10th highest scoring offense in the NFL. No surprise. You, Julio Jones, Matt Ryan, Freeman, Devontae, but the defense was 25th in points allowed. Can't win many games if you got a defense giving up a lot of points.
You know, when you got a lot of key injuries and a lot of key vocal points, it's tough to replace guys like that, and guys that came in stepped up, did a good job. But, you know, when you have a guy that, you got guys that have been playing together really well for a long time, like, you know, the starting 11, you know, they have a rhythm, and it's just tough for the guys that are trying to fill in to keep that pace. But they did well for what they did.
Now, a defensive upgrade obviously might come through the draft. Do you think with some defensive pieces put in place, do you think you guys are a playoff team next year?
I mean, we're always a playoff team. All predicates on, we got to stay healthy,
yeah.
And we got to put in the work. I mean, just because you have the talent on across the ball doesn't mean that you can go out and just automatically be a playoff team. You know, you got to start off from the ground from beginning and build back up.
Now, Matt Ryan, I wanted to get your thoughts on Jalen Ramsey's criticisms of him. Mm-hmm. Basically, the main thing he said was, I think Matt Ryan is overrated. And that's a quote. Playing with Matt Ryan, he's your quarterback. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I mean, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. I know how great my quarterback is. I'm with him every day. I mean, you know, his stats speak for himself.
Now, Falcons have been fairly quiet this offseason. Good or a bad thing on that front?
I mean, we know what we're doing, and I have complete confidence in what we got playing.
Odell Beckham Jr. to Cleveland, that mm-hmm. surprised me. Did it surprise you at all?
It definitely surprised me. A lot of the offseason transactions probably, and it's, you know, it's pretty cool just seeing, you know, how the NFL is turning out, and it's exciting, you know. See what he'll do out there in Cleveland.
Do you talk to him at all? I know you guys have like a brotherhood, but do you talk to him?
I haven't spoke to him that much lately, but, you know, we speak every now and then.
Yeah. Did you know? Did he know?
I don't know. I haven't spoken to him this offseason. Last time we spoke was a little bit after when we played him, but no, I haven't talked to him this offseason.
And Falcons 2019, mm-hmm. for the fans, what do you have to say?
Just be prepared. I mean,
speed round real quick. I have four things.
Okay.
Now, first one is, we've heard the rumors about Gronk maybe going to the WWE. Pick one of your players on your team. Who would it be, if it's anybody, to go to the WWE?
The WWE? I would say Grady Jarrett.
Yeah. Why is that?
He's a beast. I mean, you see him out there, like, he's an unstoppable force.
Now, how about, who's the best dressed on the team? I think you
the
might
best
say
dress?
You.
I would say me, but we got a lot of guys that could dress. It just depends on what you're looking for. Mm. You know, if you're looking for a chill, laid-back kind of guy, I would go with Justin Hardy. If you're looking for, like, a guy that's just going to, whatever he wears on, he'll make look dope, I would say Julio. Or you got a guy that's, you know, do a little both, I would say Calvin Ridley. So you just got a lot of different guys that could get dressed up really well.
All right. Number 3 out of 4 is ideal Super Bowl halftime performer. If you could pick anybody alive, who would it be?
I mean, for me, I personally wouldn't really care, because I would hope so. I would be playing in it and be in the locker
watching
room.
It.
Yeah, I really wouldn't care.
All right. And the final one is, I always like to ask this. What was the first thing you bought with your first NFL paycheck?
I don't really buy anything. I'm not really a guy that likes to buy stuff until I know I'm stable. And at that time, you weren't really stable, so
yeah.
I didn't really care for it.
What was your first big purchase then, once you were stable?
I mean, I would say my first, like, I got a car, like a Porsche, my, like, second year in the league.
Yeah.
But I waited till I was
settled.
Yeah.
right. Well, thank you for your time. I appreciate you. He's a busy guy. You're getting called out to the lanes.
Yeah.
So. Daniel McCartan with Mohamed Sanu. Thank you.
See you guys.